Now, it's time for part four of In the Moment.
It's time for relationship talk, baby. Yeah.
I saw a woman on TikTok that, I don't know if it's true or not, because you never know what's true on TikTok, right?
Yep, that's true.
But it said that she went through her husband's belongings after he passed, and she found out that he had an affair with multiple other women, and it was a whole lot of stuff going on, and that she had discovered things about her husband she never wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, people spoke to, like, wow, imagine the grieving process behind this, right?
Right.
And and that is interesting to me, right? Because I would imagine you don't grieve the same.
Mm-mm.
If you find out that your significant other who passed away was getting busy on you while they were here, I would imagine it's tough. But that's easy. Let's part about the harder question here.
Okay.
What are you doing? And are you doing that? So you've been married, mm-hmm, happily.
Mm-hmm.
10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 5 years, whatever the case.
Mm-hmm.
They pass away.
Right.
You come home. You crying. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you look up. You have that moment where that laptop go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, hey, I'm here. I'm open. He'll never know. Come push me. What do you do in that moment?
Pushing. So.
Oh, my God. You're not even going to think about it? What the fuck is in there that you need to know about after your significant other passed away? Tell me. Why?
There may be some hidden secrets I don't know about. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You go in the laptop.
I don't know what I don't know, especially if they passed
away. What do you need to know for?
Anything. Just anything. I'm not thinking that it may be something that has to deal with some other person. It could be anything.
What do you need? Okay, so what do you need to know, Katie? They're gone. They loved you. And I'm not, this didn't happen to me personally because I don't like topics like these. Because when I want to party and have fun, everybody always be like, who hurt him? Nobody. I never been through this. But I really want to know. In that situation, right. I'm closing that laptop.
Nope.
I'm throwing it out the window.
I'm not.
I don't want to know nothing.
For me, right?
Why are you going in that laptop?
For me, if I've been in this marriage, this relationship, for however long, and I never touched a phone, a laptop, went through anything.
10, 20 years of marriage, you touched it. You touched it. That ain't your first time. No, stop that.
For me,
stop
no.
that.
No.
You don't put your hands in places you never seen.
For me, no, because I stay away from that.
Okay. I respect right? that. I respect that.
So if I've been the person who stayed away from it,
yeah,
and you dead, oh, this is my chance.
What do you,
it's not going to matter. Honestly,
exactly.
It's
exactly.
Not, the love, I'm still going to have that love for you, but now I just have an insight. I'm personally just a nosy person. I just want to know everything.
But what you want to know? What you want to know?
Any and everything.
What?
What was you and your boys talking about when you said y'all was talking about nothing?
What you want to know that for?
But y'all really were talking about something?
Why you want, like, why you want to know this? Tell me why.
What'd you tell your mom about me? Whatever the conversation may be, I just want to be aware of any and everything.
Can we add a Backstreet Boys button from now on a pod when I can hit it and it goes woo woo woo?
Tell me why.
Yes. I want to know why. Why?
It's only
stop just doing shit. What are you gonna get out of this?
For me, it's my personal gain.
What you gaining?
Information.
You just being nosy.
Yeah.
They're gone. That's not your business.
Even better, they're gone. So it is my business.
It's not your business.
They're gone.
But you're going, but there's nothing you can get out. Nothing good will come out of this, right? If you go in there and find that they really, like, loved you and was everything that they aww said they were. Exactly. And now you're even more sad.
No, that makes it even better.
No, you're more sad.
It makes me know that I never knew there was a love like this before.
But you have that kind of faith.
Mm. Okay.
You have that kind of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no biggie.
Mm-mm.
Until.
You find out that it was Stevie J the whole time.
Yes. Yes. Then what?
You better not catch me upstairs in heaven when I pass away.
You, no. See, because going into heaven with an ulterior motive. Going into heaven
let me in, God,
with vengeance on your mind is nuts.
Let me in.
And then thinking that God don't see past your bullshit is
let
even
me
funnier.
In, God. I just want to see him.
Y'all just want to talk. Yo, JC, I just want to talk. Just come outside.
I repent.
That's disgusting. There's nothing. I don't understand why you would do that. I certainly don't understand why you would do it, find something, and then go on TikTok to tell everybody about it.
Oh, no.
But cloud is crack at this point, right? What the hell are you going to get out of that, Katie?
Never telling the public. But honestly, it's just because I'm just nosy.
So your friend call you right now, girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know I miss him.
What?
You know that laptop open. It been pinging.
Right.
You know, I seen a couple things pop up. Rest in peace. I don't know who the hell Angela is. But it said, rest in peace, boo. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about going up in that thing. What you think I should do, Katie? Tell me, girl. What?
I mean, do you think he got Angela pregnant?
Wait. That's it. What is you a horrible friend?
If he has another kid that you don't know about, they could come after the estate.
What the
girl,
hell?
You got to find out now.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'll give you the perfect example because now it's coming to me. Because me, it'd be nosy. But my grandmother, she was married. Changed the last name for this man.
Yep.
He passed away.
Mm-hmm.
She was going through his stuff and trying to figure out his whole estate thing and what would come to her, rightfully so, because she was his widow.
All right, that's different if you go through it for good intent, good reasons, and you just come across something. That's a little different.
And then she found out that he was legally not divorced from a woman before her, and that woman got all his benefits.
Okay, now that's different. Now, how would you know
girl,
that?
Girl, let me tell you.
but she went into it with good intent.
Yeah,
that information
true.
Was meant for her to find
okay,
out.
Okay, okay.
The universe did that. God did that. That's different.
Okay.
That's different. Because now God got to send me something. He got to send me an easy pass to come up there and come back. He got to send me a two-way.
Okay,
because
okay.
Don't make me, don't make me do something to myself to get there quicker. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think I'm doing that. I don't think I'm doing that. No, let me ask you this. In a relationship,
mm-hmm.
when you have questions,
mm-hmm.
whether it's from the person's past
mm-hmm.
or if they cheated on you and you want to know the details of it, do you ask?
The details of what they did when they cheated?
Yes, or the details of what they did before they met you. Do you ask these questions?
Nah, I don't ask questions of details of what they did before they met me as long as it doesn't pertain health. Cautions like
you don't know if it pertains health cautions unless you ask though, so that's why I hate when people say that.
Okay,
you have
well,
no way
well
of
then I'm asking certain questions, but there's certain questions I'm not gonna ask. Like,
okay.
Like one question I'm not gonna ask is like, how many people did you hook up with? That's not one of my questions.
But you realize that's a health pertaining question.
No, this is how you rephrase it.
Okay,
there's ways that you phrase it.
Okay,
get information.
Tell me,
have you ever had an STI? Have you ever?
They ain't gonna say to that though.
You gonna have to tell me.
They ain't gonna tell you that, man. They ain't gonna lie.
Okay, then that's when you hit them with the let's get tested together.
All right, so if they could have slept with 347 people. Long as they get tested and it turns out it's cool, you cool.
Me personally,
mm-hmm.
I'm just that person where if I'm really fucking with you and I'm really vibing with you, either one, you're going to tell on yourself. Because I've recently come across that. If you realize people who have hoed around, they'll naturally tell on themselves.
They will, and that's normally when the questions come up for me.
No, when they naturally tell on themselves, that's when I stop everything. I'm starting to realize this. You know how I was saying, like,
yeah,
the past
no,
don't
they
matter?
Tell. No, you start to know the difference.
I started to realize sometimes in certain situations, I don't have to ask.
Oh, you don't?
Because you're going to tell on yourself.
Oh, they will. Yes.
And when you tell on yourself, that's all I need to know.
See, when you tell on yourself for me, though, now that's when I have questions.
I don't have more questions. I have less questions.
Because you're out of there. But then you're not in love, and you're not really feeling them on that level.
That's building that level.
Okay.
But if I built up a point to where I actually am in love,
yes.
and I actually care about you, if I'm already there with you, don't tell me nothing.
See, so this is why I struggle, because I used to be the kind of guy that would never ask anything, but until I get there with you. Now that I'm here with you, and now I'm considering you having my child, I'm considering us... like actually being long term,
mm-hmm.
I'm considering bringing you around my family. Now I have questions. And what I have learned from having those questions, I would ask those questions because I would always think in the back of my mind, my brain is probably blowing this out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably imagining things that are not even true because we're past the stage of if you was out here slaughter gang or not.
Right.
Because like you said, I'm going to know. So mm-hmm. you don't even get to this level to where I have a question for you if you were slaughter gang because I can smell that on you.
Mm-hmm.
But now I got questions because I want to go to another level. Those questions never pan out the way I thought that they would.
But what are those questions? Like, Like, how, what are the questions that you're asking when you already figure out who that person is? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you've gotten past that point where you can smell it on him, you can't
all,
smell
all
it on
of
him.
My questions for me, right? All of my questions always center around, what would this person tell my child if I wasn't here? Mm-hmm. I don't say that. Like, I don't give them the insight to that, but that's what I'm asking for, because that's what I'm thinking, right? Like, this comes to the whole overthinker, underthinker thing. When people always say, oh, you're an overthinker. You know, I always joke and say, I don't think anyone is an overthinker. I just think that underthinkers tell you that you're an overthinker because they don't think enough. It comes to that, because I think of things like this that I don't think normal people think about. But if I'm going to have a child with you, yeah, I want to know, like, when certain things come up in life, what are you going to tell our child?
Mm-hmm.
How would you how would you address my daughter?
Okay.
You'd be surprised how many times I asked a woman what was a kind of a simple question, and it turned into, like,
a bigger,
oh my God, like an issue. Because, like, wait, whoa, you really think that?
Mm-hmm.
That's really how you think?
Mm-hmm.
So my mind doesn't go to, that's what you did, so our relationship is over, because I can't change that. But if I have a child with you, you want to tell my daughter that? Mm-hmm. What if I'm not around? That's the game you're going to give my daughter to get through high school? Yeah, I don't even want to do that to my daughter. Or the same thing with my son. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Those are the kind of questions I ask.
That makes sense.
And I've learned that in asking those questions, well, I may never have a child with someone. Like, nah, I'm dead ass, though. Because nobody ever taught you that that wasn't the way.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, right? Like, you didn't have your moms or your dads pull you to the side and go, what are you doing?
Like, nah.
Like, what are you? No, that's not it. So you going, you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. I get it.
So but I've learned, like, I don't want to ask any more questions. I'd rather assume the worst and just keep it there.
No, don't.
No, when I ask, it gets worse than what my assumption was.
Maybe that's a good thing.
You think so?
For you.
Just no kids. Katie, there's times when I'm like, you know what?
That's when you realize if you're not willing to have kids with that person. Me personally, right? Yeah. If it's something that happens where I'm not willing to have kids with that person, then I shouldn't be with that person.
Oh, yeah. That's a given.
Yeah, but she's like, just no kids.
Do you know how many people shouldn't have? Don't get me started.
Not kids, but not even be with the person in general.
Yeah, but they had kids with them.
Oh, yeah, that makes it even
or
worse.
Or they married them.
Yeah, I know
and they shouldn't
that.
Have been with them. I mean, the percentages is up.
Yes.
You know
absolutely.
What I mean? But yeah. Here I am. All right. Don't worry about it.
It's time for Mo's reflective moment of the week.
My trouble used to just double. When I ain't have a dollar, I used to struggle. Yeah, I was dreaming about the game.
Cat Williams quote.
You're a lion. Okay, man. Good. Not that one.
Okay. Nah, no, that's always the best one. A lot of y'all got a. Ooh, boy, are y'all aligned to losers. And you know what kind of person is normally aligned to a loser, Katie?
Oh.
You guessed it. A loser.
Okay.
But Cat Williams said this about smart people being lonely.
Dumb people love dumb people, and geniuses try to find people that are on their mental platitude.
Now, I don't want to use the term smart and dumb because I just think that's child's play, and I also think it's subjective, right? Like, there are a lot of times in life when they'll say, oh, somebody is so smart, and you'll look and go, I don't see it. Yeah. And then vice versa, right? Somebody's so dumb, and you're like, pretty smart to me.
Yeah.
That's subjective. Mm-hmm. What I don't think is as subjective is, let's just take thinkers and non-thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do not believe in this overthinking term anymore. I'm over it. I've been called an overthinker my entire life, and I'm getting older, and I'm starting to realize that that always comes from a person who doesn't think enough. Mm-hmm. Because if you reverse it, it's insulting. Right? Like, I remember being a kid, and I got made fun of for being skinny all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're so skinny. Eat. You need to eat. Somebody throw this boy a burger. Whole family would laugh.
Right.
Now, the moment I would look at my aunt and go, you need to stop eating, it wasn't funny.
That's a problem.
All of the jokes stopped, and then everybody looked at me like I was the a-hole.
Right.
Why am I the a-hole when my personal struggles are me being skinny?
Right.
And ain't nobody says shit to you about your body. So leave my body alone, right? Mm-hmm. But we only seem to care when the jokes go one way and not the other.
Right.
I feel the same way about being an overthinker.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it not such a thing as an underthinker? You never hear that term. You never hear people go, hey, man, you should stop being an underthinker. But a lot of people should stop being underthinkers. So thinkers who think struggle. And I saw a comment under that that said the point he is making is most thinking folk are silent just to make non-thinking folk feel comfortable. Knowledge is the beginning of all sorrow and ignorance is bliss. Mm-hmm. So when you have common sense and a good mind, you're often lonely as shit. Mm-hmm. And that struck with me. Mm-hmm. Because what do thinkers do, Katie?
Think. What do falcons do? Rise up.
You know how difficult it is to go find other thinkers in life?
That's very.
They ain't no Tinder for thinkers.
No, I know.
They ain't no Grindr for thinkers.
And then what the...
What?
Okay.
So where...
Why did you say Grindr?
There's the only other site I can think of because y'all always talking about Tinder and Grindr. What else is out there?
Grindr's for gay men. I mean, if you wanted to say that.
So you want me to exclude all gay people?
No, you could have said I thought I was being inclusive. Tammy, for me, like, because I'm not a gay man, though.
Oh, it's not gay women on there?
No.
Oh, I thought men. It was just gay, period.
No,
I
Grindr,
thought I was being inclusive.
Grindr is gay men.
So you don't like gay men? Is what you're saying. Right here and right now, you're saying that you don't rock with gay men. Is that what you're saying?
I don't have sex with gay men.
I don't either. Yeah. But I don't. You want to exclude them? You don't want them to feel a part of something? What you saying? Now, don't speak your mind. Speak your mind. Why are you mad at gay men?
Okay.
Now, what's up?
This is my ignorance, right?
Yeah.
It's showing.
No, because I'm tired of y'all. Why y'all don't want to be inclusive?
My ignorance is showing. I thought you would have said.
I don't know the difference,
An app that would apply to you and an app that would apply to me. You said Grindr. I'm like, what mode about Grindr?
I would have thought you would have been more mad if I did know. If I knew what time it was. You'd be like, oh, so you're not telling me.
My ignorance is bliss.
Okay. All right.
That's on me. Well, gay men.
The truth is, Katie, while we're on Grindr, is I used to pray for times like this. Stop playing with me. Because you're going to get us in a fight. You're going to get us. If you know, you know. Right? Now, there's a loneliness that comes with being a thinker that I don't think thinkers could ever truly tell y'all what it's like. Mm-hmm. And most thinkers are quiet. I think typically, if you pay attention to life, you'll realize that usually the louder people in the room don't think too much. Mm-hmm. They talk more mm-hmm. than they think. The ones who are a little more quiet tend to think more than they talk. And a lot of the time, like we spoke earlier with the extroverts and the introverts, you get a bad rap if you're in a quiet person. People will take that all kinds of different ways, that you think you're too good, you don't like people, you don't want to be a part of things, you're not a team player. They will say everything, but maybe this person just has a different upbringing. Maybe they're not super confident in themselves. Maybe they're not secure in their opinion, and so they keep a lot of things to themselves. There are a lot of other reasons that quiet people are usually quiet. But I will tell you this, to a lot of the underthinkers in the world who are typically a lot louder than the overthinkers, if the quiet person started talking, if they really started getting in their bag and telling y'all exactly what they observe on a daily basis, I guarantee you, you'd want them to be quiet again. You would. Mm-hmm. A lot of the time, the quiet person is in desperate search of another quiet person who thinks more than they talk, who thinks more than they act. It's rare. I can't tell you how many times I've walked into a room and saw nothing but talkers before they thinkers and talkers and actioners before they thinkers. It's rare to find somebody that put all of that thought into this and only bring it out when they feel like it's worthy or it's worth talking about or expressing. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I quote of the week, when you choose not to tell me something hard, you're choosing the safety of avoidance over the security of our connection.
Yes.
I don't know who needs to hear that. All right? Stop running from difficult conversations in your relationship and in your friendships. The ship sinks if you don't keep it afloat. If the relationship is not worth you stepping out of your comfort zone and communicating fully with intent, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. You're ashamed of yourself. You're embarrassed of yourself. Work that out with yourself. That ain't your partner's business. That's your business. Some of y'all do not value the connection that is required to have a healthy and sustainable relationship because you're too safe. You're too good with the feeling of feeling safe and avoidance. Mm. Then what are you in the relationship for? I feel like that with a lot of y'all situations. I'm going to be honest. You're in a whole relationship, but you feel the need to hide money. Why? Why do you feel the need to hide anything from this individual? Then they may not be your person. What are you hiding things for? You're in a whole relationship, but your partner can't go on vacation with their friends. They can't go wherever they want. Because you think they can only cheat on you in Colombia? You don't think they could cheat on you?
No.
In New Hampshire?
No.
If he liked that, he can. Huh? He could do it anywhere, can't he?
You're right.
Anywhere. Mm-hmm. Come on. Some of y'all in relationships and you got to put your ear to the wall when your significant other is on the phone with their friends. Some of y'all in relationships and when your significant other is on the phone, you looking over their shoulder to see if they really on Instagram or if they on cheat on a gram.
Who you talking to?
Some of y'all are in relationships, and when your significant other go out to eat with their friends, you be worried about if they gonna bring you back something or not.
Give me a to-go plate.
A lot of y'all are just hiding things from the person that's supposed to be your person. Are you happy?
No.
Are you really happy?
No.
Do you really trust them?
No.
Something's not right.
It's not adding up.
All right? To the rest of y'all, to the women who are out there and don't care if he's 6 feet tall, if he got six figures, you are? You happy with that? You the real MVP.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yep.
Anything else to add before we get up out of here, Katie?
No.
You sure? Because you got a lot you could add.
I do.
I know you do. It's written all over your face. Okay.
You don't have to say a word.
When Destiny's Child said the writing was on the wall, the wall is your face, okay? That's where it's written.
It's there.
It is there.
Just waiting to turn off these mics to tell you.
Oh, I'm going to keep working on Katie and try to get her to make our business y'all business. Hopefully we'll be there next time. But until then.
Next week, bitches.
To the left, everything he owned in a box to the left. You deserve to live, shop to your death. Pools to the crib, talking yachts with a chef. I'm dead. Yeah, I thought you knew it. Hate talking this game, but somebody gotta do it. She just body yada yada, your body it oughta do it. Putting up a wall, I know when to put you through it. It's a shame, they be running game. I be running bases, what we running ain't the same. I ran down them halls, trying to run into the fame. You running down them walls just to run into a lane. It's a difference. Girl, we talking mission. I can get you all about it and get you what you missing. Oh, you can talk and I can listen. Whenever you want out of prison,
go.
Maybe we could be the best. Play your cards right and get a king in the deck. Cookie right in front of you, girl, I could be a chef. Say that y'all official, but I think you need a ref. If it ain't right, to the left, if it ain't right, tell that nigga to the left. To the left, to the left, if it ain't right, tell that nigga to the left.
Look,
we all know that he's soft. That's why you feel all alone inside that loft. I ain't tryna rag, just cut from a different cloth. Every time I turn you on, you trying to turn them off. And it's obvious that you care. I can hear it in everything that you share. You just lost in it and trying not to compare. I can see it in everything that you wear. And I wanna give you what you missing. Tired of talking cause you don't know how to listen. And trying not to go to war is a mission. Way I be leaving until we kissin', and I ain't even mention the mile of crazy that's coming with every engine. How you even make the cut through this tension? Pay for everything and you can't even pay attention. What I'm trying to achieve, even if we kill it, we know that we gotta grieve. Pushing me to stay, I'm pushing you to leave. Knowing if you do, I'm probably gonna wanna leave. So it really ain't fair. How every time you need me, I ain't there. Never wanted you to believe that I ain't care. Selfish with my shit, things that I ain't share.
Maybe we could be the best. Play your cards right and get a king in your deck. Cook it right in front of you, girl, I could be a chef. Say that y'all official, but I think you need a ref. If it ain't right, to the left, to the left. If it ain't right, tell that nigga to the left. To the left, to the left. If it ain't right, tell that nigga to the left. If I get it on my ride, I'ma find my way over to your side. And I'ma lose my pride. And I'ma make all kind of mistakes tonight. Said I'ma make all kind of mistakes tonight. And I'm off that. Let you call back.
What's up, y'all? It's Key Will Voice, the official voice of In The Moment podcast. And we want to thank you for tuning in each and every week. See you next week.